Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
It's Sunday, November 28th, 2021, broadcasting from the Vascular Institute studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about our health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and normally joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial, but he's taking a little fun break, and we got our good standby, actually the person who runs the studio, owns the place, and calls the shots. Welcome, Sean, to Vital Health Radio.
Hey, good morning. Happy to be here.
Always good to have you here. It flows very nicely, and I just love doing this show, and I always look forward to it, even though it's a little bit of a responsibility to kind of give up a morning of the weekend every weekend. But we've been doing this, what, about 3.5 years?
Yeah, I believe first week of February 2022, it'll be 4 years.
I remember you hooking me up with someone I had never met, Dr. Chris Green, and I think we went over to one of your favorite eating places.
Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, Texas Roadhouse. Yeah. And we had no clue whether we were going to have chemistry or not. And really, it's kind of like, I think it was like our first date. And you don't know till about the third date whether there's going to be flowing well or not. And it was just a perfect partnership. I've learned so much from Dr. Green, and he certainly gives me a lot of kudos about teaching him about more of the natural world and natural medicines and natural alternatives that people sometimes don't realize, and many of the health professionals do not understand that there's an additional toolbox to health and healing. Now, part of it is they're not their fault because they're not trained in school, and we many times only focus on the comfortable things that we know already from experience. Well, of course, they're going to focus on what they're trained in.
Well, and if you recall, when came up with the idea of this show, I've learned in over 20 years of the radio show business that you can't assume that two hosts will work well together. They can like each other, but sometimes it doesn't. The chemistry is not always there. And I don't know if you remember the day we came in your store on a Saturday afternoon. I walked in with Dr. Green, and we sat in one of your offices, and you guys just kind of got to know each other. And that was sort of where the dating process began. And because, you know, the goal of this show is to bring your world, the holistic world, and to bring Dr. Green's world, the medical world, bring the two together. There's oftentimes differences, but I think we found in almost 4 years there's a lot of common ground. And then we have respectful discussion and sometimes debate, and then we let the listener make their own decision.
That is the wisdom of what I want to embrace in my life. Even though someone may disagree vehemently with me, I still, unless they're really ugly about it or attacking, there has to be hopefully a willingness to find common ground, because we all can do that if we don't put up our fences and defenses. And, you know, this attitude of we must censor people who disagree with us, I don't know where in the world people can justify that. Now, if I were telling you on the radio how to make a bomb in your basement so you could do damage to someone, that's different than me having a different opinion about healthcare. And time has proven over and over and over many of the ideas that we have, including many that I certainly have held on tightly, become not honest ideas as my years of experience go. And that a lot of that has to do with life and romance and health. And so I just keep my mind open and know that despite the fact that I may disagree with someone, they have some value in some of their opinions. Mm-hmm. And let's listen to each other and respect it and agree to disagree and move forward.
I told someone this not too long ago when I was talking about this show. I was telling them that you have slightly changed Dr. Green in a lot of ways in nearly 4 years. I've noticed that his perception, attitude, and beliefs have slightly been adjusted as due to the influence of you and your expertise.
Well, you know, they never hear the opposing or the opposite ideas about the value of our own pharmacy within and using nutrients and lifestyle to activate something that we were given from the very first human on this earth. We were given a self-healing capacity. Mm-hmm. And that is dishonored in the traditional medical field. Dr. Green has actually embraced the fact that we can accelerate our own healing through our own methods. And we don't always have to reach for the pharmaceutical interventions. We can do things to ourselves because most of the time we are unhealthy because we have created that unhealth. It did not come from the stars and bad luck and just genes. It did not. You know, genes are an interesting, genetic structure of our body is very complex. Before, and I remember this all too well, all the knowledgeable supposed experts, but when we started or they started testing for genes, they thought when we figure out and get the genetic structure of the human body, disease will be something of the past because all we got to do is figure it out and manipulate it. And there's so many genes in the body and this and that. Well, come to find out, there's only about 22,000 genes. We don't have that many more genes than an earthworm. And nothing much has ever occurred since they finally diagrammed the genetic structure of the human body, because that isn't how you affect your health. You cannot manipulate the genes, at least at this point, to really do a whole lot except for one single thing, and that is lifestyle. And genes are like a gun. We're all born with this gun within us. But guess what lifestyle is? It's the lifestyle is what pulls the trigger on the gun. Mm-hmm. So we have the gun. It's a blueprint. We can't change it. But what we do can either pull the trigger, which makes the bullet go off, or we can keep it silent by doing the right things. And of course, we all have different ideas on the correct way to live, to be healthy. I mean, I've observed so many people over 43 years, and 90% could have avoided or delayed significantly their diseases and downturn if they had just understood the value of lifestyle, nutrition, and eating and exercise, sleep, mental state, toxins, all of those together kind of put the equation on. But the reason they don't is not their fault. They don't go to health professionals who understand it. Dr. Green, now I know, fully understands the power of lifestyle. But it goes the other way too, Sean, because I can be a little bit harsh on the medical system. There's no doubt, because I hear the worst of the worst. People don't come to Nutrition World if they're super healthy and they're super fit and they're feeling great and they're in a great mood and they have no diseases and great blood work. They just don't normally do it. They come because they're struggling. And I hear some of the worst stories because that's what I do, is I listen. But I have come to value the proper people in the medical field at the proper time in our life. Off and on, I mean, most of you know that listen or see me, I do have off and on hip issues. Unknown. We don't really know why it is. It comes, it goes, it moves around. It's been a real humbling experience for me, and it's been very beneficial for me to have, again, life experience that's teaching me how to understand other people's perspective. I have a far, far greater compassion for people with chronic pain, because when you get up with it and you go to bed with it every day, it can be a real heavy load of bricks on your back. And I am getting better. I've done PRP shots, which I told Dr. Chris about, and he's actually looking into it because he was very intrigued by this PRP. What is PRP? It's where they draw the blood out of your arm, they spin it, concentrate these amazing anti-inflammatory and growth factors from your own blood, and then stick it in the joint that you seem to be having problems with. I've had Dr. Robertson down at the sports clinic on Macaulay, and also a great company on Shadowford Road. I've done two series of shots. I do feel that it's getting better.
I'll share a quick story regarding PRP. Excuse me. This was about 3 or 4 years ago. I took some PRP to try to regain some hair growth. Mm-hmm. And I was first experience with PRP, and I remember there must have been two or three injections, and by the third or fourth, I was the pain was so excruciating. I told him, I said, I can't handle this. And I usually have a pretty good tolerance of pain, but that is the most painful thing I have ever experienced. Yeah, if you really want to test your pain level, do PRP in your scalp.
Ooh, that would be like getting a tattoo in your scalp, probably.
Yeah, I mean, oh, it was unbelievable. And I was determined I was going to do this, but I just sitting there in the chair, and the lady was looking at me, and she knew I was in excruciating pain. I told her, I said, I'm sorry, but I just can't continue this.
Interesting story.
Yeah, so when I think of PRP, I think of one of the most painful times in my life. But I hear a lot of great success stories, though.
Yeah, it was definitely painful for just a few minutes when I had it injected in the hip. But Dr. Robertson, he said it was going to be. And it took me about 20 minutes to get to my car because all that new fluid was pressed into the place where there was already pain. Mm-hmm. And so it was feeling very full. But and you do get a flare up for 2 weeks. I'm at the end of the 2 weeks now, and I'm sensing, or actually I'm seeing a part of my day I'm getting pain-free for the first time in a long time. So I'm feeling very optimistic for this. And I do know that emotional stress is a huge trigger for chronic pain, and it continues. There's a great Facebook site, and a guy is called Pain Free You, Y-O-U. And it has to do with Dr. John Sarno's principles that we keep chronic pain because often we're trying to distract ourselves from something even more painful, which is emotional pain. And when you understand that, then the body realizes we don't really need to keep distracting you because you're now brave enough to face the emotional pain. So Pain For You on Facebook, one of my greatest, greatest benefits at this time, to help myself help myself. Believe it or not, Sean, it's time to take a break. When we come back, of course, I got a lot to talk about, some on COVID and some on some blood testing and a few things, the good points that I've certainly made some notes on this morning that I want to talk about. And I love being on Darren's podcast just a couple days ago, and we'll talk a little bit about that. So that plus more to come for Dr. Christopher Green. But with Sean today, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of our past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your convenience. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free Audacity app to your smartphone or tablet. And keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with normally my partner, Dr. Green, but we got Sean Whitfield today and having a great conversation. Dr. Green is taking some personal time to himself, which I'm going to do, what, in about 2 or 3 weeks, I think. I'm going to, actually, next
I was going to say
yeah,
next weekend.
Next week. Weather permitting, I am going to fly myself to Orlando for a convention. I have not done that in some time, and I did fly down there about 3 years ago. Got into some pretty hectic weather by myself at the very end. It was quite the interesting trip. Of course, flying is always unpredictable of some sort. I don't know if you saw my Facebook post, which I will admit I had some bad words that flew out of my mouth.
I did.
It was just 2 weeks ago, flying just for practice flight, and I went into Cleveland. This has never happened before. And there's something called wind shear. Wind shear is where two different winds kind of cross, and they're invisible. You don't know they're there. It has probably done more wreck accidents at landings than any other thing that ever hits a runway. And big airports have wind shear alerts. Well, flying into Cleveland, it did not. Well, I was flying in, and I had this intuition that something's not quite right. And that's, I certainly obviously connected with something, because as I got near the ground, it's never happened in 11 years, the wind shear, which was two different winds hitting the wings, flipped the plane sideways about 50 feet off the ground. It was like an oh my gosh moment, and I full throttled it, got out of there barely, and headed back to Collegedale. And I said, hey, we're just going to go ahead and land this plane. So I was lining up in Collegedale in the pattern. Another plane had just landed, and he radioed and said, I just want to let that plane know in the pattern, I just experienced some wind shear, and it is very difficult to land. Well, I decided to go to Lovell Field, and then I decided not to go to Lovell Field. So I attempted to land in Collegedale, could not land the next time around. I had to do another go around, which has almost never happened in 11 years. Came back around, and a plane wants to be the boss, and you can't let it, because if you do, bad things may happen. So I have to gear myself up, and the way I do it is to get really mad at myself. And doing that, I had said some bad words that was on a video of my landing, but it was the toughest landing I think I've ever done. And I brought that sucker down and put it on the ground, and all is good.
Now, when you go to Orlando, will you be in that same type of plane?
Yeah. It's my PA-32 Piper. It's a really, I love the plane. Six-seater, has 300 horse, and I just love it.
So is there some planes that you would only fly here locally, and some planes you would do long distant trips like to Orlando?
Yeah, this plane is built for long distance. I've been to Colorado twice, New York, Chicago, all kind of places. And then the other plane, which is the other one that I have, is a 1942 Stearman. It's an open cockpit biplane. I flew it a few months ago, and it is a beautiful, beautiful piece of history. But it's only short run. It's only for around town. I really believe all of us, if we don't have a passion in our life, I encourage people to look for it, because part of life is connecting with your passion. I don't care if it is reading poetry, hiking in the woods, or flying airplanes. It's something I think our spirit needs it on a regular basis. I know mine does.
You know, as many planes that are flying every single day, it's quite amazing that you don't hear more plane accidents.
Mm-hmm. Totally amazing. It is one of the safest venues and platforms of anyone, and pilots are very devoted to do the right thing. I will say, I'm not a person who always sugarcoats my tribe. Well, I have a tribe of pilot friends. I also have a tribe of ex-policeman friends. I have a tribe of, we all have our little tribes. What I don't like is people who position their tribe as against other tribes. I don't do that. But I'm saying this to say, even in the world of aviation, I think in the world of medicine, in the world of nutrition, 50% of the pilots out there I won't fly with. They're complacent. Complacent, just like many other occupations today are complacent. That means you're not going to get the best of the best, because it's just routine and they don't think anymore. And the other 50% do. So find the 50% who are rocking and rolling with good, thoughtful passion and good, heartfelt things. I know you brought up earlier, Sean, I did I was very thankful to Dr. Lazar and his wife, Tracy, for inviting me to their medical conference a few weeks ago. And there was an all-day conference. I got to be the second speaker after Dr. Bailey, cardiologist. And it was, I posted a story about this gentleman that had come to me 6 weeks prior, and his blood work showed that he had very elevated concerning numbers on certain levels, one of which is cholesterol. Well, cholesterol is broken down into two components, something called HDL, high-density lipoproteins, and LDL, low-density lipoproteins. HDLs are, if you visualize a cotton ball, HDLs are fatty molecules that are big and fluffy. They do wonderful things for the body. They remove toxins and remove bad fats, and the liver does wonderful things with HDLs. Well, LDLs are like little bullets. They penetrate the artery lining, and that causes damage. And what does the body do with damage? It tries to patch it. Well, 20 years of inflammation and damage to the artery is plaque and heart attack. Well, the difference between traditional medicine and functional medicine, which is what I practice, is they look at the fix by using a statin drug. So they eliminate the material that patches it, which is cholesterol and calcium. I look at it differently, like functional medicine people. We need to take a further step back and say, why does the body need to patch? It needs to patch because it is inflamed. And so what we do is reduce inflammation. We don't remove the Band-Aids. Well, this gentleman that I worked with, he did not want traditional options, and I'm not treating their medical condition. They sign a form. I'm not your doctor, not treating you. I'm here to empower your health. And please check out anything with your medical physician. But he chose to do a few herbs and a few nutrients. And I did his blood work one day, and then 6 weeks later, we did the other. And I presented this at the Vascular Institute Medical Conference. And the results were freaking dramatic. If you saw those numbers, his good cholesterol went straight up. His total cholesterol dropped by like 40 points. His blood sugar significantly dropped. And it was just another example of, we don't have to have one toolbox to help our health. We can have different ones and find the one that's comfortable for us. Again, I think more and more personalized medicine is the future for people who are willing to pay for it, because insurance won't pay for functional personalized medicine. But on the other side, most people are on the average Tennessean is on 17 drugs per year, 17 drugs per year. And you know, there's 8,100 pharmaceutical drugs that have been withdrawn from the market in the past many decades. Well, they didn't withdraw these drugs because people had diarrhea. They withdrew the drugs because people died. 8,100 drugs. And you know, every one of these drugs was presented as safe to Dr. Greens and everybody else in the medical field, because they're wondrous and they're going to save lives and they're going to do all these amazing things to help your patients. No, they ended up killing people. Yep, sorry, it did not do what they said. And part of that is going to happen with this vaccine. Not saying that the vaccine is not applicable. There are people who need it. And I say this every single time, including my podcast, The Holistic Navigator. If you have two or more risk factors, get the vaccine. If you're not willing to negate your risk factors, it could save your life. Now, on the other side, the myocarditis, the Bell's palsy, the shingles, the autoimmune, Guillain-Barré, all these things are in the government's reported numbers called VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Events Reaction Site, and it is very underreported, we know. So even at the numbers that we're looking at, which is pretty significant, of 89,000 hospitalizations by this point in time and 18,853 deaths that were absolutely attributed to the vaccine. So, and then here we are, we're going to experiment with our young ones. And that is the most frightening thing I've ever seen. And blinders have been put on this public due to fear. Fear does motivate people. And if we step out of it, it is, we start realizing that there's this thing called medical inertia. And that is sometimes what's happened, like it has now. It's just the gang has signed on to this certain protocol, and it's unfriendly to not be part of that gang. And that's where we are. The pendulum is starting to swing back, because we are now seeing protests erupt worldwide against mandatory vaccines in Canada, Europe, Australia, and other countries. And the pendulum does always swing back, and it's starting to now. In fact, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., his new book, I don't know if you had seen that, Sean.
His new book
came out called The Real Anthony Fauci. It's a number one bestseller on Amazon. It is a huge book. We actually offer it at Nutrition World. Adam, one of my cohorts in walking encyclopedias that's very well schooled in all of this, he bought it. He's listening to it on Audible. He's halfway through. Oh my gosh, it is frightening to hear the history of Fauci and what he did during the AIDS epidemic. He did exactly through the AIDS epidemic that he's doing through the COVID epidemic, which is he sugarcoated and repositioned a certain argument that a drug or a process was going to be helpful to these AIDS patients, which ended up killing so many AIDS patients because he did not do the right thing. Guess why he didn't? Follow the money. He was part of the system that was selling the remedy of choice at the time. Well, he's part of this the vaccine. I mean, if you look at his history, he is not a credible person as far as being objective. He can't be. None of us can be, including me. If I thought I could make $10 million or $100 million off something, we're all weak. We just are. We end up convincing ourselves we're doing right just for that purpose. So I'm not going to say much more about it, but I encourage people, if you want to see the real truth, the Robert F. Kennedy book, The Real Anthony Fauci, is available now on Audible and on Amazon.
You know, when the pandemic began, he seemed like he had become the spokesperson. Mm-hmm. In a lot of the national media, but it seems like as time has gone along, his credibility has certainly been diminished with many people across this country.
Oh, big time. And yet he is, again, in that medical inertia place where, I don't know, just the people are fearful to kick him out or do whatever that needs to be done. He's in deep, there's no doubt. And, you know, 72% of the people in Vermont, which is Vermont has the highest rate of vaccinated people in this country, I think. 72% have been fully vaccinated. Well, new cases are surging by 42% in Vermont. This is all verifiable through the numbers of the government. This is not someone who's just spouting off. But guess what? Hospitalizations have increased 8% in the non-vaccinated and 15% in the vaccinated. More vaccinated people are having to go to the hospital than non-vaccinated. Why? Because they are not looking at the truth of the curve of viral infections must create herd immunity, and we are not going to achieve that through these booster shots or the other shots. They just won't, because when you have a full-blown infection, which is 99% curable if you step in the right place by day three, it just is, then that creates a full spectrum of immunity that you will never, ever get from a manufactured vaccine. Won't happen. Now, again, it does help you to have less severity of symptoms. There's no doubt. But at what cost? That cost will not be known for 5 to 10 years. It just simply won't. Scary stuff to me. Just is.
And I know we're up against a break, but when we come back, I'd like to get your thoughts of this new variant that is appearing to come out of Africa. I don't know if you're too much on it yet or not.
Yep. All right, my friend. Well, as always, it does fly by fast, especially when I've got someone easy to talk to like you, Sean.
It's the fastest hour in radio.
It absolutely is. That's why I still love coming here. It's kind of like flying that plane. The time goes by really fast. All right. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about a few other points, too. I've got this new Zunta bar. I think I gave you one the other day.
Yes, Sean. You did.
And but I want to
it's
tell,
very good, actually.
Thank you. I want to tell people what happened to a type 1 diabetic who really sometimes has trouble balancing blood sugar and what that bar did to her. Of course, it's good news or I wouldn't be talking about it probably. So we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Ugh, I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
I'm Sean Whitfield. Join me, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download. It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding. You can expect some great guests and a lot of fascinating stories. Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location. Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts. Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, back with my normal partner, Dr. Green, which is not here, but got Sean. Love talking to him. Got so much experience. He loves and really has a passion for these radio programs, and he does what a wonderful job. Thank you so much for all you've included me in, Sean.
Well, you're welcome. Happy to have you as well. Couldn't do it without you guys. And all this, all these radio shows happened by accident. none of it was really planned in my business career. So just goes to show you, sometimes in life, you never know what you'll find yourself doing as you continue to grow older.
Well, and that's where I adopt the philosophy of yes is my middle name. I really spent most of my life with a no as my middle name. I would, you want to try to do this? No, I don't really want to. Why don't you want to? Well, just because I don't want to. Well, that's not a good excuse. I decided as my divorce went on about 8 years ago that I'm in the fourth quarter of my life. I'm not going to sit there the last few months of living knowing I'm getting ready to pass away with the regret, not of what I did, but the regret of not embracing a lot of things that I just threw away most of my years. And at 51 years old, when I was divorced, or no, not 51. I'm 64 now. I've been divorced 8 years, so it's 56. Yeah, that's when I got divorced. I've had a lot of yeses, and I'm so thankful for that. Some heartbreak with those yeses. A lot of that had to do with, romance and dating. And like the radio show, you just don't know if you don't get out there and embrace something, then that's the one way that you can. It's unpredictable, but you have a lot of gifts that come your way, and I've had amazing gifts with some wonderful people from many areas of my life. Some of those ended in some heartbreak or a lot of heartbreak, but I still don't regret any of those, and who knows where the circle of life goes. You just never can tell what's going to happen in the future.
Yeah, there's no question about that. I remember when I was in school, public speaking was one of the things that I feared. And never imagined I would have been doing 20 plus years of radio and 11 years of television. Mm-hmm. So I don't do it as much as I used to, but I used to go and speak once a year to a middle school mm-hmm. class. I would get asked to come and speak, and I would always share with the students that, focus on your dreams and mm-hmm. Have the right attitude, and the number of things I would focus on in my discussion. And I would always share too, you never know in life what you could be doing, and there's nothing that's not possible.
Yeah, to script your life, for me to script it, which I did try to do early on, I did it kind of like a flight plan for a plane. I'm going to do this, then that's probably going to happen, then I'll do that. No, it's not the right work for me after this many years. Mm-hmm. There has to be some place of peace that comes with trusting the unknown, with the mindful heart and moving in that right direction. I want to say before I forget it, I have this Zunta bar, and some of you have tried it, some of you haven't. We had to actually reformulate it, and I've come up with what I feel is the best formula for a food protein bar probably sold in the nation, and I know I'm being a little bit bragging about it, but I've now tested it on about 20 people, had some very good feedback. But one of my employees, Trina, really great staff member, she's been with me now to 2 or 3 years, has a type 1 diabetic. She tests her blood sugar constantly because she has to know what level of insulin she needs to be doing. Well, she told me yesterday that she had gotten really hungry, and she tested her blood sugar, and it was 90, because she sometimes hunger doesn't mean that it's low, or she can't tell just by her feeling, so she has to test it, and it was 90, which is good.
Where should it be?
About, it should be, if you haven't eaten, 82 to 84 is perfect, so somewhere between 80 and 100 is what I like to see on fasting blood sugar. Hers is 90, wonderful, and she ate an entire Zunta bar. Well, Zunta bar, that's an Indian word for honesty, and it has a lot of healthy fat, which is what I believe in, is healthy protein, healthy fat. This bar is totally organic, gluten-free, has a different consistency than most bars, but her blood sugar only went to 120 after eating the bar. I have seen people's blood sugar go, like many of these bars that are sold can jack you to 200 because they have too many fast-acting carbs, not enough healthy fat to slow the ingestion. They're high in glycemic index. For a type 1 diabetic to only go from 90 to 120 with a Zunta bar, hey, come in and try it, people. We have it right now for $2.99, which is an introductory price. I'm just real proud of it. We've worked very hard for it. It took us actually 9 months to get this bar reformulated and back on the market.
And these can only be found at Nutrition World.
Only at Nutrition World now. We did have them in several stores in town, and we probably will end up getting that back on there. I do want to say that I did an article on, and my personally, I'm hugely invested in too much iron in people. People should get blood work like we do at Nutrition World every Tuesday and one Friday a month to check many levels that are going to contribute to aging. One of those is excessive iron levels. That's checked by doing two things, ferritin and iron. And what we found is that excess iron, basically, if you know and you remember what iron does when you leave pieces of metal out in the rain, it rusts. Well, too much iron in the body basically creates free radicals, which damage our body, and similar to rusting. Well, that increases aging, disease, damage to cells. And in fact, I just read in a recent article that even blood pressure and blood sugar control is very closely interconnected with iron overload. Now, I did a podcast on The Holistic Navigator on how to address iron overload because, again, and I'm not blaming the medical field, they don't know what they don't know, but very, very, very few of them have any recognition of the fact the downside to excessive iron. When I say excessive, I don't mean off the chart, John. I mean the level, like on ferritin, which is storage iron, it runs from 40 to 300. So if you go to your regular doc and they did check it, which they won't, and you had a 290 level, they're going to say, they wouldn't say a word. They're going to say you're fine. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Anything over 100 is damaging you. So that's where you need to get functional blood work on your own by coming in doing a panel at Nutrition World or finding a functional medicine practitioner, which there are not that many in, around. But if you did, that's what they would be doing, that plus other blood tests. So I'm really hugely invested. I'm giving blood every other week now. Just to make sure my levels are down to where they need to be. And you don't feel it if it's high. So, you know, about 40 years old, we need to check these things.
And regarding iron, shouldn't it be around 12 on your blood work?
Well, it can be that. I like checking ferritin more than actually iron, ferritin storage iron. But yes, you know, 12 to 15 is fine. 12, you don't want any less than 12, but it's the storage iron that's actually doing more damage.
Because I've noticed if I let my iron, I go to Blood Assurance every few months to donate blood. And I've noticed when my iron level gets up to about 17.
Yeah.
I start to feel fatigued.
Do you?
And I don't feel as much energy. And I can always tell after I've been donated blood, I feel better.
You do. In fact, the French did a study. I read this book, and I can't remember the name of it, and it had to do with looking at 10,000 or more men who gave blood. And what they realized was if we have too many red blood cells, and I came up with this analogy, you know, going to Lake Winnie or some of these amusement parks, you remember the bumper cars that we used to ride in? You know, you'd get in those things, and you'd just slam into other cars as you went around corners. Well, that's what you do when you have too many red blood cells. As they go around your aorta and all your curvatures of your vascular system, if you have too many, like you did when you had 17, there's too much stuff going on in there, and they're starting to bump into each other. Well, there's some damage that comes with bumping in. It mm-hmm. just does happen, and we don't want that. So when you go give blood at Blood Assurance, guess what happens? You remove some bumper cars, yeah. and you can now flow around those corners without banging into everything else. Again, I go back to what I said earlier. Chronic inflammation in the artery is one of the things we must address to age properly. Well, too many bumper cars creating inflammation in the artery. And I do want to say, I did post on Vital Health Radio Facebook, PubMed is the gold standard of medical postings of research. You want to know anything that's based in the medical field, you go to PubMed, I think it's PubMed.gov, G-O-V, and you can look up anything. And I looked up ivermectin yesterday, and there's over 340 PubMed published studies on the effectiveness of this drug. So anyone who is discounting that, they haven't looked at the right places, people, because that is a very safe and quite effective drug. In fact, there's a physician in that's coming to town in, I think it's December 15th. It is Dr. McCullough. He's been one of the frontline physicians that have created some protocols for the virus with great success, one of which is, and I listened to his podcast yesterday, he says immediately, if you get COVID, to be on 325 milligrams of aspirin. Now, I believe aspirin plus a natural product called Lubrokinase or Nattokinase should be combined because they both help prevent clots. And a lot of what's going on with the shot and the infection is microclotting within the brain and or the lungs. And aspirin and Lubrokinase or Nattokinase potentially, he says, can really reduce these side effects. Those are inexpensive and safe remedies unless you're on Coumadin. And again, check with your doctor if you're on drugs for things like that. But, you know, he's going to come here talking about the long haulers. And what that means is with COVID, if people who after 4 weeks are still exhibiting some of these symptoms. What are those? Loss of smell, of course, shortness of breath, memory loss, joint pain, breathing issues, coughing. After 4 weeks, if you still have it, you're considered a long hauler. And so there are some things we can do about that. In fact, the if you go to Google Math Plus Protocol, they actually have a protocol for medical people to help patients with the long hauls. And one of those is giving low-dose ivermectin even after the infection, along with some nutrients. NAC being a huge one. We sell more NAC than anyone because it helps keep the lungs clear and healthy. I love NAC, especially if you're having some lung issues. You double the dose. It prevents mucus or thins mucus. As Dr. Green says, he recommends it, and they have it in every emergency room in town for Tylenol poisoning. So that's pretty cool. Cool stuff, man.
Ed, one other thing I'd like to add to your iron section of the program is anybody out there that's a man that's on TRP, testosterone replacement therapy, they need to be mindful that they are building red blood cells over mm-hmm. time, and it is recommended by most physicians to go and donate or get rid of blood because that is one of the side effects of testosterone therapy.
Bingo. Yep. And sometimes, I saw a woman 2 weeks ago, and quite well known in town, and her iron levels were probably higher than any I'd ever seen. So it applies to also women sometimes, and she's not on any hormones. Why is she absorbing it? We don't know. All we know is we need to get rid of it, and it's easy to do at Blood Assurance. So and I want to say, I you know, one of my biggest goals and purposes in life is to empower people with just the fact that I do this 6 days a week, and I happen to listen to a lot of stuff, and I happen to remember it. So it's not that I'm smart, but I want to encourage people that learning is the key to a better life, better health, and really many of us stagnate after school and we don't learn a whole lot. But there is, I'm always on Audible books or I'm reading. There is a lady named Cheryl Paul, and I posted this on Holistic Navigator, but she has a book called The Wisdom of Anxiety. Anyone out there who has chronic anxiety, I would encourage you to read or listen to her on this book, Wisdom of Anxiety, Cheryl Paul. Cheryl spelled with an S. And I did a podcast on the Holistic Navigator on anxiety too, and which combines more of the natural remedies you can do. But a lot of this is self-counseling and rearranging our thinking about anxiety. Anxiety is trying to actually help us. It's not an enemy. It's there's some hidden shadows within all of us. And as we age, those become a little more aggressive. And the first thing it does is create anxiety out of nowhere. We don't know where it came from, but there is a place it did come from. Do you ever have anxiety much, Sean? I do.
I do, but not as bad as I used to.
Same here. I've helped to manage myself somewhat.
I've managed to eliminate some of the things in my life over the over the last year or two that would cause me anxiety.
Good.
So,
good.
So yeah, it's something that I think a lot of us deal with.
80%, especially more so since the COVID lockdowns, and reframing our comfort level with life. Because for us not to feel safe, we should feel safe most of our day and nights. And many of us really have gotten so used to feeling unsafe all the time. And that is going to feed anxiety and will never cease as long as we have an unsafe environment. I mean, the world is not a super safe place, but there are times and places to embrace it and other times to know that you have a safe haven somewhere, whether it be in your home, your emotional state, your faith, and whatever. Well, it is time to take a break, Sean. When we come back, we'll have a little bit more to talk about, and that plus more to come. For Dr. Green Normally, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Sam Edwards Jewelers prides itself on being more than a traditional jewelry store. Their expert, certified gemologist appraiser and in-house jewelry designer invest the time necessary to understand your goals and desires while educating you in the selection process. Sam Edwards wants every customer to feel confident, satisfied, and in love with their jewelry purchase, and for them to know and feel that they made the best choice. Sam Edwards Jewelers, located at 2545 Lifestyle Way, Suite 3, Chattanooga. Find them online at samedwardsjewelers.com.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Normally we have Dr. Green's Spiritual Moment, and he's on a little pleasure trip right now. That next week, I will, like I said, I'll be gone, probably weather permitting, to Orlando, so I won't be here, which is really hadn't only happened about, I'm guessing, three times this year, Sean. I don't know.
I was going to say very few in the history of the show.
And I'm an avid quick reader is what I am. I do admit to some ADD, so on my Kindle books, I have about 70 books, and I love to read, but I don't like reading the same thing for endless hours. So what I do is I pop between books, and I have Audible and I have Kindle, and I just I'm an addict on buying those things. And I really feel it's of great value if it's things that's helping you to evolve on a spiritual, physical, emotional level. And I need coaching in life. I don't know about you or other people, but I'm broken, and I need to keep working on myself to keep feeling and trusting the future, my own heart, and also life itself. And this came up somewhere, I don't know where, but I copied it so I could read it. It said, and this was from who, I don't even know who wrote it, but I loved it. It said, sometimes I just want it to stop. Stop the talk of COVID and protest and looting and brutality. I lose my way, become convinced that this new normal is real life. But then I meet an 87-year-old who talks of living through polio, wars, Vietnam protest, and yet is still enchanted with life. He seemed surprised when I said that 2020 must be especially challenging for him. No, he said slowly, looking me straight in the eyes. I learned a long time ago to not see the world through the printed headlines. I see the world through the people that surround me. I see the world with the realization that we love big. Therefore, I just choose to write my own headlines. Husband loves wife today. Family drops everything to come to grandma's bedside. He patted me on my hand. Old man makes new friend and smiled. His words collide with my worries, freeing them from the tether I had been holding tight. They float away, and I am left with a renewed spirit. My headline now reads, Woman Overwhelmed by the Spirit of Kindness and the Reminder that Our Capacity to Love is Never Ending. I love that. Create our own headlines. Hey, you know, one of my headlines could be, had a great radio show with my friend Sean today. These are the things we must remind ourselves of, not the weather that might be coming in or some of the heaviness of our world. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, how many, we read all these headlines and they are pathetic and sad and traumatic at times. And it doesn't mean I don't care about those people on the other side of the world, but they really aren't my headlines, and I can have compassion for them and yet still find delight in my own life and not let that sink me to the bottom of the ocean. It allows me to journey and do what I can to help other people suffering. But I need to remember my two grandsons that I have and the fact that I have a business that I look forward to going to. And I have 26 staff members who really respect me, and I respect them. And all the greatness of my days, they're temporary. We rent these bodies and they're going to be gone in a blink of an eye. And I'm in the fourth quarter, and not even at the first of the fourth quarter. I'm in the middle of the fourth quarter, probably. I don't know. We never know, but I remind myself every day of these things, and I get lost, and sometimes I lose it just like everybody else does, and I get caught up in the old patterns of life, which is getting ahead and, you know, being liked and keeping peace, all those things. No, I'm going to create more headlines, the good ones, every single day.
Very well said. I was thinking a few days ago, you know, we were celebrating Thanksgiving. And most people, hopefully, were celebrating it with their families. And I was thinking about all the things that I was thankful for. And I was thinking about mental health. Mental health is one of those topics that sort of gets lost in the shuffle. And the mental health of people during the pandemic, not being able to be around their family members, not being able to hug one another, not being able to have that human touch, has really crippled so many people this last year and a half to 2 years. And to be able to have some of that now is something that I'm very thankful for, because it's so important. I would encourage anybody out there listening, if you've got family members and they say, well, I don't want to be around you because you hadn't been vaccinated, whether you have or you haven't, one solution that we did with my family not long ago is we all went and got COVID tests.
Mm-hmm. Just bingo.
My father was afraid of being around various family members. Everybody was COVID tested, and we were able to enjoy the day together.
I love that. And, you know, there's where you common sense find a middle ground. You know, I'm outspoken. And there's no doubt I have very strong beliefs on this whole subject, of which many subjects of health. And that doesn't mean I'm right. It just means that that's where I'm holding on right now. And I'm willing to hear other people's opinions. But the thing is, there's times we have to negotiate with our own feelings. And I am all about respecting reasonable people. I know not about people who attack me. I'm going to move away from that. But coming to the, you know, if you go to Thanksgiving and there are worrisome people, even though it's silly to me, because if you believe in the vaccine, why would you worry if the other people's had it or not? It shows the absolute upside down thinking of this vaccine. You're being told by the media that non-vaccinated is spreading it. And that's all complete falsehood. It actually isn't. Do you know that when you get a vaccine, you still get COVID at the same rate? You just have mild symptoms. Well, guess what a mild symptom does, Sean? It's mild. You wake up with just a little sinus headache. You go on and go to work. Well, guess what? You're spreading it because you didn't feel bad enough to stay home. If you'd actually had COVID, you'd stayed home. So, but negotiating with a test, I would be all about that if somebody in my family was on that path. Well, Sean, that does it for this week's edition, my friend, of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. From the Vascular Institute studio, we thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe day, and remember, be brave, be bold, and be prepared. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.